Rabbi Buckler.
See, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, like, what do we mean this YUTERA.org stuff? We are moving right along. We are, Baruch Hashem, we are moving at faster than I ever dreamed. We are? We're on the air? Okay. Amar Ula. Remez Leidem Zemim Mimina Tayra Minayim. We've actually seen this Gemara, and a little bit we're going to talk about today. We have seen, to some extent, but let me get a chance to see it inside. You always see it a little differently. So, Amar Ula, Remez Leidem Zemim Mimina Tayra Minayim. The Gemara asks, where is there a Remez for the Din of Edom Zemim Mimina Tayra? In fact, the Gemara, Remez Leidem Zemim Mimina Tayra. You need a Remez. Haksiv, Asisim Lekasha Zamam. Ela Remez Leidem Zemim Shaloikin Mimina Tayra Minayim. So this is a pasuk, the end of Kiseitze. Vitzdiku es hatzadik. The Torah says after the two litigants go before Beis Din, and Beis Din is matzdik the tzadik and mashia the rasha v'hoyim ben hakoyis harasha. If it turns out that the rasha is someone worthy of malchus, frankly Gemara, mishum vitzdiku es hatzadik v'yishiu es harasha. Well, what does one thing have to do with the other? Why does the Hatzdokas Hatzadik and Hashah Sarasha automatically lead to the Rasha getting Malkus? Ella, the Torah is talking about something specific here. Ella Edim Shiyoshiu es Hatzadik. Ve'osu Edim Achrine Vitzdiku es Hatzadik Demikare Veshavinu Lahani Rishoyim. Ve'hoyim bin Hakai Sarasha. The Torah has established. And in a case of where the Edom initially were Mashia Atzadik, and later Kilu the wrong was righted, two Edom came along later and said, no, Imanu Yisim Ba'isa Yoim, they were Matzdik, the Rasha. In other words, in the sense that he's not really a Rasha, he's really a Tzadik, they righted everything, they were Matzdik, the Tzadik, and Mashiach, the Rasha. Then the Torah prescribes Malkus. Let's see Rashi. Remez Leidem Zemimin. Shalekin at Ede Ben Grusha Oy Ede Golos. Shapotra Makosav Midin Hazama Minayin Shein Leikin. Lekamei Parech Tepigle Milei Sane. Rashi already is hopping around a little bit before the question we're about to read. In other words, the Gemara has explained itself. We're not interested in Stam and knowing the Din of Edom Zemimin. That's a pasuk. Where is the Remez that Edom Zemimin, who cannot have the din of Vasisim Lekash Zamam, can it be performed on them, or Torah does not allow it to be performed? Where do we know that they get Malkus? Rashi says, Mishum Vitzdiku es Hatzadik Bitmiya. He Vitzdiku v'yashio b'dayonin kamar, Vitzadik v'rosh v'bali dinin, Lamali Vitzdiku tzadik. What's the whole structure of the psukim? Why speak out the whole idea of being Matzdik the tzadik? Lichtoiv ki yeh riv bein anashim, will there be an argument, a quarrel between two people, v'nikshu al ha-mishpat, u'shvatum, and based in paskins on them, v'hoyim bin ha-kois, if one of them turns out to be a rosh, you give malchus. Lama huskra kan tzidkas tzadik. V'chi kol mokum shi tzdiku beisin es ha-zakai v'chivu es ha-chayiv yesh malchus, dos akor l'mitli malchus b'vi tzdiku v'yishiu, el al korchuch, Be'edim mishtoi, edim shkarim, shiyushiu tzadik, ubo achem vihizimum, vitzdiku esa nida in shu tzadik, vihushiu esa edim marishoyim. Such a case, vehoyim bin hakois esa roshoim, azoma zoi bas malkasi, shenu yochal akayim badin azoma gemura, grim be'edim in grusha, oi golos, vipilo es shayfet vikohu. Oh. Back to the Gemara, back to a couple lines of Gemara. Now the Gemara asks, why are you bringing this whole fancy drush of a sepuk le milay sane? It's a pasuk beforeish. The Torah asers giving aid a sheker against another aid. And we know all over the oinish for le sane is malchus. Anybody know how we know that, by the way? The oinish for malchus, for being over a lav is malchus. Based on a drush, the Torah writes the parasha of Malkus next to the pasuk Leisachsim Shor Bedishoy. From there, we learn that there is Malkus prescribed for the aver of a lav. So the Gemara is asking, "You're aver a lav here. Why not get Malkus?" So the Gemara says, "I'll tell you why." Mishum dahavi lav shein by ma'isa, the cholav shein by ma'isa loykin alav. Zok Rashi. All the Einshin for Lavin and Malkus, Elabamokum Shapirish Luchaboy Einish, unless the Torah prescribed a different Einish. Vichan Shinayochala Unshan be Einish Akosu behen Yilku. So here, where you can't give the Einish that was prescribed, why not give them Malkus? So the Gemara says, you can't do that. Lavshim Maisin, Lakin Alav, Lakaman, Yaliflav, Paragimel.
Sick of this already. Every time Mary takes it, I mean, you might as well just get one already. I'll get my own. No, that's
okay. Hanukkah present.
Nah, that's all right.
No Rosh Hashanah.
I hear. Ramban says, "Sepukle mishum leisana mishum dahavale lav shem b'maisa." Listen, if you'd rather read, would you rather read? No, I didn't think so. Okay. Bikashla, that's not leikin mishum leisana. We really have a Mishnah later. The Mishnah says later, where Meir Shita is, you get Malkus both for Leisan and Kashazam. We'll see what that means later. So, in other words, what's going on? And there's a simple answer over here. The Reb Meir holds, you get two Malkus. The Rabbanan themselves hold, you don't get Malkus at all for Leisan. So he says, Ha'alav Milsa, says the Rabbanan. Dan and Hochi Kamrina. What is the whole purpose of the whole drushas of Yitzdiku as a tzaddik, Vishu as a rasha? Once you have a lav, and once we know you're over on a lav, you get malchus, that should be sufficient. Now, the first thing we see is, it's dumb interesting, the Gemara's question. I mean, there has to be a little bit of a havamina here. I mean, the Gemara isn't suddenly discovering that Lav Shem Amayis and Leikin Alav. That's hard to hear. It must be the Gemara and the havamina thought, either the Gemara is thinking that Dibur is Maisa, Allah Rabbi Yechon and Bob Metzia, Kimas Vasayim, we spoke about yesterday, without the second part of the Chiddush, that you need a Dibur and Savid Maisa, Stam. But in any case, the Gemara seems to have felt in this Havamina that there is some kind of mice here in Leisane. So the Gemara's response is, no. Leisane is a lav shein by mice, and therefore there's no Malkus. But now the Ramban adds on a very important point. Umiu ki loku mishum lav de Leisane hu de loku. De hocha goli rachmana de loku ahu. Vi lav Leisane le loki. The Ramban is saying beferish that when the Malkus, when one does get Malkus, he is getting Malkus for Loisane. So then what then is the purpose of the Gilui Krav? What is all that for if you're getting Malkus for Loisane? The answer is? Right, but how are you getting Malkus for Loisane? What is Vitzdiku doing? It is what? It is a gilui. It is revealing to us that Leisane is not like other lavin shein by Maisa. Leisane, you get Malkus for. It's a gilui in Leisane that you get Malkus.
Those Tanas connected to Eid of Zomim here, or no? That's what we're saying?
Yes, of course. It is saying, I mean, that part of the Chiddush, we'll get into that in Mitzvah Shem at some point.
It's teaching us all over any time lav shein by Maisa will get Malkus anyway?
No, it's telling us only by Edom Zemimin. In spite of the fact that Edom Zemimin is a live shame, but Maisa, you get Malkus.
Because of the Gilui of Mitzdikus and Tzadik on Losane.
Right.
Which is referring to only Edom Zemimin.
Right. Okay. Well, only. The Gilui of Mitzdikus is Megala on Losane that you get Malkus. But you're only really over. Well, we only know you're over Losane through Edom Zemimin. We'll speak about that in Mitzvah Shem at some point. You couldn't say Leitana, but you have to say Leitana.
when he speaks Arabic, it sounds like that.
But he doesn't speak Arabic. That's crazy. It's Hebrew. Our thing is wrong. Listen, there's an aleph and the alpha and there's an ayin. They sound different. You can't have two letters that sound the same way. It can't be.
That his father speaks Arabic.
Oh,
that's
Belsky does that. Right? Yeah. But you know, he had the real part of it. Really, you know, Belsky's still he's an Ashkenazi who came over. So you gotta be careful. Okay. You're getting in trouble. Okay. You gotta get me into trouble here, you see? I need my agent, Yossi. You know.
Yeah, next time just write it down.
So how does it fit into our Gemara, though? It's saying that you do get lashed below the tongue, as the Gemara said, you don't get lashed.
So that's what the Gemara asks. What do you need Vitzdiku for? So the Ramban is saying that's why I need the Pasuk to teach me that even though Leisane is a Lavshim Amaisa, you get Malkus for it. This, Rabbeisai, is also the Shita of the Ritva. Yes? Talking to me? Sepet le mishum le san is the ritva perish for lama le vitzdiku parchinan mishum u parkinan mishum da have lav shim maisa ve khalav shim maisa ein loikin a love he lav the us of vitzdiku ve gole. See, you wouldn't get malchus if not for the fact that vitzdiku came along ve gole. The word gole in Hebrew means to reveal. This is the Aramaic form, same word. It's reveals the islu de malkinan mishum le san. V'kamash malon de malchus vaday mishum leisanu kireisa lekamon. It's megala to us that the malchus of leisane, of the malchus of Edom Zemun, is for the love of leisane. Now, you may remember I mentioned this once in shir before. I'm going to kind of go over this because it's an old shir and I kind of said it fast at the end of shir, so I just want to bring it out again. The Meiri, the Meiri back on Daf Beis, mentioned this to me once before in Shir, but now that you saw those two Rishonim, you may appreciate more what I want to pull out of what the Meiri says here. The Meiri says, V'yesh mefarshim, b'shehi'idu, sheshomu me'ovi, sheshomu alav, zeh b'ni ben grushu ben chalutza. Right, a father is neman to say about his son that he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. Ben oimrim yet yasazeh ben grusha ben chalutza. Vafilu hayu edim elu kohanim. She imata oimr kain pasal de zara ve teroma vesisim le le zaroi. Oh, vim taimar lahachshir zaroi. Ein ze kasha zama. V'cheinim hayu edim el Yisraelim hariyazam osim bo libsul espin osim lechuna kedin bas chol zocher. Oh, now, here's the line we want. Ela loike es harboim mishum edu sheker. He gets malchus for having given edu sheker, but why? V'loi mishum leisane. He goes out of his way to tell me the malchus here is not for leisane. Shrei labshim b'maisu. Ela imashin nemar v'itzdiku es hatzadik v'yashiyu es harosho. The hoy min hakay sarosha. Vim bedayonim ne'amar lama huskru kan sitkat satsadik v'chit sitkat satsadik michayeves es sarosha malchus. Ela be'edim ne'amar. It's not talking about a regular case of dayonim. It's speaking about davka edim. V'ho shepir shubavig mara edim shirshua satsadik v'osu edim achrine v'itzdikla satsadik mikara v'emidu adzeh b'cheskas rosha v'im min hakay sarosha. Yeah, I saw your hand, Yossi.
Isn't Losana,
don't give false testimony against your friend.
So what's the difference between false testimony and... the Meiri just said the exact same thing. He said that it's not Losana, it's Eidshaker. Isn't that the same thing?
No. That's true. You're getting Malchus. The reason why you're getting Malchus is because you gave false testimony. But now he's saying
Malchus.
Let me finish my statement. He's giving, you're getting Malchus because of false testimony. But now he's saying, he's giving you like, what is the scriptural source for this? It's not the classic pasuk of Leisane. Because if that would be straight Leisane, that's Lav Shem HaMais. You can't get Malchus for Leisane. You're not a nice guy, you're Eiver Alav. But the Torah doesn't prescribe Malchus unless the violation of the Lav is with a Maisa. So he says, the source for this is something else, a drasha. In other words, the Torah said, in a case of Edom Zemimin, you get Malchus. Okay? Now, here is where it's going to get a little fancy. See this? So now what I basically set up is, I'm going to be Mamshech Esmiri a little bit, because I want to pull out something that I said in an earlier shiur. I said it very quickly at the end. I want to bring it out stronger, what I said then. You see, we have now just set up a chakira in Rishonim about how to understand this drush about Avedim Zeimimim. We've seen that the Ritva and the Ramban Shita is that the pasuk of Itzdiku Es HaTzadik, the psukim of Itzdiku Es HaTzadik, Rishu Es HaRosha, V'hoyim Bin Hakoy Es HaRosha, are megale that you can get Malchus for Leisane. Without the drush, you wouldn't get Lav Shem HaMaisa. Come along this drush and tells me you get Malchus for Leisane. Now, before I explain further, well, okay, let me explain further the Meiri. The Meiri, the way we've just explained it, is saying the following. You do not get Malchus for Leisane. Leisane is a lav she'ein by mai, so there's no Malchus. Elamai, why do you get Edom? Why do Edom and Ben Grushin, Ben Chalutz, or Golus, why do they get Malchus? A special Xeris Akasov. V'itzdiku es hatzadik, v'yoshiu es harosh, v'ayim ben haka es harosh. Not because of the lav of Lo Yisaneh.
So is he saying that v'itzdiku es hatzadik, v'yoshiu es harosh stands on its own?
Stands on its own. It's Xeris Akasov, that's Megale Malchus.
It's Megale with Losana, though.
Right.
But, so is Losana Megale on it?
No. Losana is what you were over on. We'll explain this later, Mitzvah Shanim Dav Dalad more. But Leisane is, how do I know I'm not allowed to be an Eid Zayman? I'll take the punishment. Good, give me Malchus. But how do I know I can't do it? No, you can't. That's what the Gemara means, man. Rem is Leidim Zayman Minayin. Azhar Leidim Zayman Minayin. How do I know the Azhar? Leisane. But the Malchus is not for Leisane. The Malchus is for Vitzdiku Es HaTzadik. Now, if you'll ask me, well, what's the big nafkamin in all this? I'm about to show you. In the Miriam stuff, we will see a few. I'm going to bring this out where it's appropriate as we learn. But I just want to show you right away in this Miriam, I believe we will stumble on a major nafkamina right away. V'achar, sheyesham malchus. In oimrim, sheyeshalim momoin al shemafsidei trumu matnos kahuna. Shein tashlumin b'mokam malchus. Now, the Miri here says something very, very interesting. He says, after I've just told you that you get Malchus, so in the case of the Edus of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, see, these Edom really try to do two things. Not only did they try to turn this person into a Cholol, but he was going to lose all that wonderful Truma he was going to make money on. He was going to have Truma for the rest of his life. Get rich on Truma. What do you think, Shalom? Get rich on Truma. Did you get a bet?
Getting some of my trouble.
Yeah. You put an ad in the paper, Pidyon available to Pidyon events, you know. Listen, you can do well. Anyway, he wants his money.
I'm your agent.
Huh?
I'm Charlie's agent.
Yeah, now, see, he's an intermediate agent. Agent. Okay. So, the Meiri answers, you know why? Because there's a rule all over that whenever you have two einshim, come later, Rabmine. You've heard of that, right? We've mentioned that before. So the Meiri says, when you have a choice between Malchus and Mammon, you always get Malchus. The problem with that sounds great. The problem with this Meiri is, as I told you a while ago, as there's a long Haggah under the Meiri, in the, this not in the version of the Kovetz, but in the Meiri base of Bechira, the Yeshiva may have a copy, they raise an issue because there's a Gemara in Ksubis,
where the Gemara in Ksuba says that whenever you have a situation, whenever a case of Edom Zemimin, where they're Mechayiv Mammon, they pay money. Why, says the Gemara, makes the following statement, Beferish. Beferish means explicitly, Beferish Ripsa Teira, Edom Zemimin L'Teshlumin. The Gemara seems to be implying that there is a pasuk which is Megala to me, that whenever Edom Zemimin are in a situation of Malkus and Mammon, they always pay Mammon. Special pasuk, even though normally you get the greater Avera, here you get the lesser one, you pay Mammon. The kash is, the Meiri, it seems to be contradicting a Gemara Mifureshes.
Where's the Gemara again?
Ksuvus. So what I said a few days ago, and I'm just saying it again now because I said it very quickly at the end of Shir, was the following. See, what do you mean Beferi Shrips to Terra? Where's their Malchus might have said it? Where was the Torah? The Gemara brings a pasuk yad bi yad to prove that Edom Zemimin always pay. Where was the Malkus? Where was there a case of Malkus and Mammon that the Torah said Edom Zemimin pay? The answer is every case of Edom Zemimin, the Mechayev Mammon. Because once the Torah was Megala, you get Malkus for Leisane. Every time you have Edom Zemimin, they're going to be Chayev to Einshim. They're going to be chayev for being over, for Malkus for being over Leisane. And the Torah also said, Vasisim Lekasha Zaman Lasseis Lochiv. So the question is, if you're mechayev somebody to pay money, Shalei Kedin, so you're chayev Malkus for Leisane and Mammon because of Kasha Zaman. The Gemara says, ah, you ought to get Malkus for Leisane, forget the money. There's a special pasuk there, says the Gemara, to teach me, no, Mammon takes precedence. If they were Mechayev somebody Misa, then I understand why the Edom Zemimin would get Misa, Midin Kasha Zamam. That is the Rabba Mine. But when they're Mechayev somebody Mammon, so obviously Mammon ought to take the back seat, Beferish Ribsa Teredim Zemimin L'Teshlumin, and that would be the Poshup shot in that Gemara, at least according to the Ramban and the Ritva. Yes, David. Oh, that's what I'm about to tell you. So if that's all well and good, Rabbi Isai, if you assume every Edom Zemimin really ought to get Malkus for Leisane, the Torah was Megale, you get Malkus for Leisane. But the Meiri, the way we've just explained it, isn't saying that. In fact, the Poshup shot is that the Meiri is saying you get Malkus for Yitzdiku b'mokum that you can't do Kasha Zama. That's how he kind of explained it. Ein ze Kasha Zama. So, in other words, you don't get Malkus, according to the Meiri, in every case of Edom Zemimin. It would seem that this is the prescribed einish for Edom Zemimin where Kasha Zamam is not applicable. Aha! So if that's the pshat, then the Gemara in Ksubas actually has no beer. What does it mean? Where was their Malkus that the Torah said you have to pay money? Oh. So that's a problem. It has to be Rabbi Isai. The Meiri must have learned, and there is such a mandamar, we're going to see Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, the Ritva actually quoted it, we will see, there are Tanayim that hold, that the din of Lav Shem Maisa is in fact like in a Lav, it's Machlekes Tanayim, we Paskin ain't like in a Lav, but there are some that Paskin like in a Lav. The Meiri must have learned that Gemara in Ksubis as going according to the mandamar that holds Lav Shem Maisa, like in a Lav. In which case, we have a makor, Befeir Shripsa Teredim Zemin L'Teshlumin. But if you paskin lav shem amayisa ain like in a love, there is no such makor. We don't know anywhere where the Torah had, you have an example of somebody in Eid Zemin, Chayv Malkus and Tashlumin, and the Torah said you pay Tashlumin over Malkus. That, Rabbi Isai, is what the Meiri means here by us. Says the Meiri, you're right, there is no makor and the din isn't true.
If you have a case of kasher zamam, where the kasher zamam entails both malchus and mammon, you'll get malchus. Because there is no makar for the regular din of a feirish ribs et teirim zemen tashlumen. Lefi the Meiri's understanding of this din of itzdiku esotadik, this drasha, it is a special din where there is no kasher zamam. Good?
All right.
They'll get midin v'itzdiku. Now that means the aveira they did was leisane, but they're not getting malchus for leisane. The Torah prescribed danish for leisane is kasher zamam. When you can't do kasher zamam, there's a din of hitzdiku. Has to be. That's how I understand it. Now, what is Teis V'Shita? Teis V'Shita in this machlokes is pretty mafurish. Before I show you Teis V'Shita, let me just take you back a little chazara here to Teisus on Beis Amid Aleph. Top Teisus, remember ancient history? Way back. Ooh.
How long ago was that? How long ago was that? I'm going to do that Beis Amid Aleph.
But it was this year, right? Next week, I can say it was last year. This week is this year. Okay. Tema, right? Taisa said, Kevin di mahuzmu ena nasin ben grusha v'chalutim kain gam b'shaloi yuzmu eich yasal piem ben grusha dehochi u'emes. How can you make the Edom, right? What, there was a havamin over here that what? That you would not turn the Edom into ben grusha ben echalutza. But without that, right, you would have made this person into a ben grusha ben chalutza. How could you do that? Gam b'shaloi huzmu eich yasav him ben grusha v'dahochi u'emes. V'amaya hovila edush yateyachol azima v'ein ze edus. Since you can't do kasha zamam to the edim, why are they nemon? One of the basic rules of edus is it must be edus shato yachol azimo. So Teisva said, look at those words, v'yishlema kevin deloikin Havi kasha zamam, havi shapir atayochel hazimo. So there are those. There's classic Achronish Arayt, which wants to argue that what Taisus means in his answer is that the malchus over here is not for leisane, the malchus is for kasha zamam, like what we said in the Meiri. The Torah gave an onish of kasha zamam where you can't do kasha zamam. Its replacement is malchus. So what do you mean? This is edish yeh tayuchol lahazima. You are able to be mazim. You can't do kasha zamam, but you do its replacement as the Torah prescribed, namely vitzdiku es hatzadik. And in fact, they will go on and say that is the machloikus between the two terutzim of Taisus. Remember, Taisus has a second teretz. You don't remember? Oh, I see we need a chazara.
Yeah.
Oh boy, we have a chazara coming. I see it. Get ready, Chevre, it's coming. So if that's the case, that is how they'll learn. The machlokes terutzei taisvis is what we have indicated is, in fact, a machlokes Meiri with the Ramban and the Ritva. Now you may recall that we did not say this in Shir. What did we say? How did we learn the first teretz in taisvis? Said something. Well, that's Taisus does not mean that the reason why it's called Edish HaTayuchol HaZima is because Malchus is a fulfillment, a kiyum in the din of Kasha Zama. We said something else. We said the din of Edish HaTayuchol HaZima is what? Those of you who have notes, you can cheat. I have to have some nachas before Rosh Hashanah. Something, guys. Show me you listen. You don't have to answer it once. You know, like we need a little, just raise it, though.
What was the question over there?
Huh?
Question over there?
How we learn the first Taisus? How do we explain the first Teretz of Taisus? Oh! Say it louder, Shol.
The fear factor.
Yes, we said a different word. We said what Taisus means here is it doesn't mean that you actually have to get Kasha Zamam. You just have to have some threat. The threat has to install some fear factor in the Edim.
that they should experience some kind of fear that if they say Leisane, they will be punished. So Taisus was saying, you don't need exactly Kashizama, Malkus is good enough. Well, why didn't I say like the Achrona Charade? And say that what Taisus means is because Malkus is a key in Kashizama like the Meiri. The answer is, as I told you then, is if you will look in Taisus on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil VeRabbanan, Taisus says, VeRabbanan Leisane my Abdile. So Taisvus weighs in rather clearly, Ladaiti, like the opinion that says Malkus is for Leisane. So therefore, I couldn't say that, not with a straight face. I could have gotten away with it because you guys didn't know the Taisvus that down. Okay. Now, lest you think that Levi stumbled up a chakira, I found a Rabbeinu Yonason, which I think is very interesting. Your Rabbeinu Yonason and my Rabbeinu Yonason are very different. So, does anybody know where Rabbeinu Yonason is in your? So you have it. You see, mine is more Masudar in order. Here you have like the Mishnayos for it. Does anybody know where? Did anybody find this from any Anson? Because I had trouble finding this one.
The very first time.
The first one?
Yes, the first
one. Oh. I wonder what I couldn't find. I was looking back here. I was looking on Basim et Aleph, and it has it. Okay. Huh? Oh, so he says, if you look in the middle. Vim tishal liknisnu lididhu v'leila zarayu klemer niknais oisana edim levadan shleyuch lelechol shumer v'kadoshim v'abanim yechlu mefarish bigmara dalek lemeimer dalahole mekayim hashten nami kashizomam shehu rehu rotze lifsales anidoin v'zaroi hilkach leishayach be'edus chazeh hazomah klal. So that's clear. That we learned already. You really have to do Kashizam. You have to do both him and his children. Over here, since you can't do to his children, therefore you can't do Kashizamam. Elamai, look what he says. Eleloike Araboim. Saifiges Araboim Mishum Dixi V'hoyim Bin Hakais Arosha. Uvigmora Muchach Devahai Gavna Mairi Haikro Heche Dele Shayach Beidusan Kashizamam. Inami loki mishum dechsiv leisane v'reyecha eit shaker. Do you see that? Now, inami generally denotes in Rishonim a second shot. So he's saying two possibilities. Bigmara muchach, devichi haigav, when do you get Malkus? Like this. Devichi haigav na hamayri kro, hecha de leishayach beidusan kasher zaman. Inami loki mishum le... What are these two tzadim? He's got two pshatim, two tzadim. I broke in there and changed the clock.
It's ever done.
Huh? What's on the tape?
Yeah, maybe that be your confessional.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but I don't know how they turn up. That's what's going on over here. Okay. I thought it might. Oh, even they caught me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Imagine the Rabbi next door listening.
Hey, so, you know, you gotta edit this a little bit over here. I hear. Anyway, what are the two pshatim here? This is mamish. This machloikis. Isn't this mefurish? Aren't these the two tzadim that we've just? Aren't they mefurish in the Rabbeinu Yonason? I'm emphasizing this now for a reason, because I know the last time I taught Malkus, I wasn't the only Rebbe teaching Malkus around town. There were some other Rosh Yeshivas and some other yeshivas, some very big famous yeshivas that were saying shirim, and they rejected out of hand that there's any other pshat besides the pshat. That Malkus, the pasuk is a gilin leisane, and I believe there are Rishonim that argue. I think we've shown the Meiri holds this way, and I think that this Rabbeinu Yonason clearly shows that he had two tzadim. Either the pasuk is megala that you get malchus where you can't do kasher zomam, or it's a gilui in loisaneh. You may remember we brought a diuk on the dalet amud beis in Rashi. Rashi said, "Lazhar le mezaymin la unshun bedina zomav le nitain la oinish malchus." He says, "Beferish the lav of loisaneh is not given." This is on Dalam and Beis. The Gemara says that the light Lisan is Laz Harlet and Mzaim and Rashi's Beferish La Unshan Medin Hazama. It's given to punish them for Hazama Vlainit and Lainish Malkus. You don't get Malkus for Lisane, but you the Pasuk of Lisane is in order to punish for Lisane. You can't give a punishment unless the terrorist said don't do it. You don't get punished when someone said not to do it. I don't think so anyway. So if the Torah said not to, where did the Torah say not to do it? Leisane. But what's the Einish for? Not for Leisane, for Vitzdiku. So before I'm not sure yet whether we'll have Chazara next week, we'll get into Kaifer. Let me just say a few brief words as we advance into... Huh? I mean, they like to hear most of these guys. What do you think?
Maybe. Why you? I hope they'll be hearing it. They'll be hearing it. They won't be hearing it before Rosh Hashanah. Anyway.
This is, you don't understand. This is being recorded for posterity. This is posterity. This is going to major archives. Okay. I'm going to say, Emir Hashem next week, I am going to say one day a Shmuz and Mitzvah Shem more on the topic of tshuva during a Seder Simi tshuva. I just wanted to make a short comment about something, and maybe kind of for all of us together. You know, every time a Al Musa gets up to speak, they always just first thing they always said was, "I'm not talking to the other; I'm talking to myself." But there's a shalah, famous shalah, brings down. Pasuk says, "Arye shag mila yira." Arye means a lion. A lion roars. Who doesn't experience fear? Arye means what? Arye. So they say it's a mnemonic. You know what a mnemonic is? It's too big. Word for Shastra, guys?
A, Aleph, Resh, Vav.
Right, that's right. It's alphabetics, right? Aleph, Elul. Resh, Rosh Hashanah. Yud, Yom Kippur. Hey, Hashanah Rabbah. And the idea is that there's like a sha'aga, a roar from these days. You know, what means the roar? Roar is kind of an idea, a call to arms. Like, oh, ooh, you know, yes. I mean, you know, I have to react to this. So the truth of the matter is, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hashanah Rabbah are the easiest to understand. Because they are basically as the wheel. You made din. These are days when we understand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is getting directly involved in us. He's going into kol prat beprat in our lives and donning us. The Aleph of Elul is a little harder to understand. Oh, what's Elul about? And more fundamental is whatever Elul is, whatever yeshivas talk about Elul. What did they want from Elul? What they want me to suddenly be good? I'm a faker. I'm not like that. That's not who I am. I'm something else. What's Elul? I'm supposed to all of a sudden? Teretz is hafuch. The idea of Elul is also a call to arms. Because when a person recognizes that a Yom Hadin is coming, just like a person's having a test. You get a test. You're in a position, you're in school, like you're in high school, the teacher announces a test. A test! All of a sudden there's a Hesiris, we gotta go study, we gotta... A person who is told he has a test coming, that's a person who doesn't have the hargasha
that the Yom HaDin is coming. And if you can't have the Hargosha that when the Yom HaDin is coming, that I better change and I better start thinking about this and taking this seriously, then oy vavoy. Because if there's ever a time when you better be on your best behavior, you better be thinking about the Yom HaDin, it's in Chodesh Elul. And why should I suddenly be on my best behavior in Chodesh Elul? What is it about? Because there really is a Yom HaDin coming. And the Yom HaDin, as Chazal described in Rosh Hashanah, is we are over the fun of Kivnei Morim. We go like sheep. You know, when a shepherd counts his sheep, they go under in the pen. One, two, one at a time, one at a time. Kadosh Baruch Hu, in his infinite abilities, looks at each Jew one at a time, one at a time. And the one at a time is a diyun on the person in the most extensive way that we could even imagine. It's the Sfarim say it's a pachad noira. It's al kol dibur v'dibur, al kol maisa v'maisa. Everything, single thing a person did during the course of a year is weighed and placed in. It's an entire cheshbon, which is basically the aside of what the Yom HaDin is about. It's a psak din looking at a person based on his deeds, his good deeds and bad deeds of the whole year. And that's a meiridika zach. Because we're not only talking, we say, mi yichye mi yomos. It's not only a life and death issue, that's certainly true. But the whole echus of the life, and what's going to happen, and how the year is going to progress, and what's going to happen. Are you going to have a successful year at Or Yerushalayim? Are you going to make it? Are you going to shtaik? What's going to happen during the course of the year? What all the event, everything else, basically gets a psak din on Rosh Hashanah. It's about the heaviest psak. And by the way, that can have ramifications for the rest of your life too. Because how you succeed this year can have a nafkamina of what you decide to do next year, etc., etc., etc. Every psak din in Rosh Hashanah is basic and fundamental and crucial. So therefore, it's a shaga shen kamayu. If you can't wake up now and can't see, I have to do something. I have to be something different. I have to change. So then, oy vavoy. The truth is, the fact that we have Rosh Hashanah, one of the old questions that the Mefarshim sometimes ask is that everything's backwards. We're having Yom HaDin. Would it make more sense to have Yom Kippur first and then Rosh Hashanah? Let's get Kapara, and then we'll face up to the Yom HaDin. Why is it the other way around? And Bichlal, where's the Chesed Hashem to have Rosh Hashanah? What do we need Rosh Hashanah for? But the truth of the matter is that it is a chesed Hashem to have a Yom HaDin every year. You know, it's like in people have in their homes, you know, every year, I think it probably the minute came from Pesach, but I know even among the Goyim, they have a musik of spring cleaning. You know what a spring cleaning is? You know, the dust and everything that gathers up the whole year, every once a year you kind of clean it out. If you didn't have a Rosh Hashanah, if you didn't have a day of accounting, a day of reckoning, so we would just be the way we are, just let ourselves just be that way and just go through all our lives, never correcting ourselves, never improving ourselves, never thinking for a minute of an accounting of who we are and where we're going. And if we had Kapara first, we have Kapara, what are we worried about? The Teretz is we need a Rosh Hashanah because we need once a year to kind of sit down and think about ourselves, think about how we can improve, think about how we can be different. And in that sense, we can come to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and say to him, we are different. And as we saw yesterday, I mentioned the Seida Tshuva, that is the first, and it's a basic step of Tshuva, is simply to say, that's not me. We'll talk about Yitzhak Hashem more next week. I'll get into it more. I will give a longer shmooze about the Seida Tshuva. But the basic idea is saying that's it. I am now, it's not you're walking around with all those averas on your back. You toss them off. You just toss them off. That's not, from now on, it's different. I'm sorry about what I did. I have harata for what I did. But from now on, I am different. And that is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. And it is the tzaddikim gedolim understand this and perceive it and feel it.
understand that this is what this whole Avodah of Rosh Hashanah is about. They are also sensitive to the fact that it is not just a psak din on kol yachid v'yachid, it's a psak din on the tzibur too. And it is so important now. I actually heard Rav Don, the Mashgiach, mention one time, he was saying that, forget about yourself, but you do things now. It's so sensitive with the whole situation going on. A person does something in a veir now, it's not just an effect on him. It's an effect on the whole tzibur. It's luxurious. It's cruelty. You're doing something, forget about yourself. Good, you don't care about yourself. Think about everybody else. Averas now have tremendous hashpah. It is the difference between a mitzvah, what it can do for the tzibur, and an aver is unbelievable. So it is my sincere hope that you're standing on Rosh Hashanah and you're looking up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The whole avodah of Rosh Hashanah is really not tshuva in the classic sense. You're not misvadeh. There's no vidu in Rosh Hashanah. In fact, that there are poskim and there are mefarshim who say you don't even say the first Avinu Malkeinu Chatanu Lefanecha. You don't even say that because we're not really now the melech. He Kadosh Baruch Hu is now assuming his role as melech. What a melech does is he paskins dinim. He judges each individual, and our role on as if they he is melech is to behave as avodim. In fact, the highest accolade that can be given to a yid, only a handful of yidin get it. It's mentioned in Tanakh. One or two people, three people get it. Is to be known as Eved Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to Hashem, gave edus to him, he was Eved Hashem. Yoshua is called Eved Hashem. David HaMelech, Eved Hashem. Eved Hashem means my whole mahus, my whole everything is avdus. There's nothing else. I have no rotzen. There is no me. It's only being an Eved of Hashem. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah Chevro is to think about, be cognizant of the fact that it's for one day or for 2 days. Let's think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. If he's Melech, it means we're Avodim. It means if we're Avodim, at least for one day, to at least think in our minds, we are going to spend this day occupied completely in fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. We're not going to waste time. It's not a day for chilling. It's a day of Avodah. I'll do mitzvahs. When I say a bracha, I'll say it with kavana. When I say an Asher Yotzer, I won't mumble it off. I'll say it. Ruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech. Say it with power, with thought. I think I'm joking. Do you know, there's a Maisa once with a Chazayin Ish. Chazayin Ish was never a well man his whole life. He was never a well man. And he once had some problems within his brain that they were afraid that if he would be too intense, he could break a blood vessel. So the doctors came to him and told him that he has to stop learning. Because he learned with such intensity, they're afraid he can get sick. And in fact, it was so intense, forget the learning, he couldn't daven. They were afraid for him to daven. Because he davened with such intensity, they were afraid he could have a stroke. But not only did he not daven, he couldn't say a bracha. He couldn't say baruch atah, he couldn't. So he went for a period of time without saying brachas, without davening, without doing anything because of the fear for his health. And after 2 weeks, the doctors came back to him and examined him. They said, okay, you're getting better. You can go back to work. So he started learning again. But it was another 2 weeks before he could say a bracha. Brachas are not things we utter. We say them with kavanah. We're talking to Hashem. Try to make this Rosh Hashanah one that is one of avodah. Be cognizant. I'm not wasting time. Try always to busy yourself with a mitzvah, safer, something, this, that. Don't just sit around and waste. Even if it's singing. Singing is also something. You sing to Hashem, but no wasting time. In that way, we'll assume the role. That's a sure way of being Zeichen Rosh Hashanah, is by assuming the role of Eved. We're trying to make Hashem the Melech. That's what the tefillahs are about. By us assuming the role of Avdus, we'll succeed. We'll be matzliach, and amir tishem, we'll be zeicha, ksivach simateva, good given sure. I wish all of you ksivach simateva, and amir tishem, we'll get back stronger and better next year. Okay.